Okay, so looking at my painting that Jeff was just talking about of the steep mountains with the yellow ochre sun and the mixture of colours, the yellow, black and white in the foreground. Just to talk through it, I suppose it's actually a really good example of the process that I use. Quite extensively, in that I have no clue what I'm going to do before I start. I had a vague feeling that I wanted to do something with mountains, which I frequently do because I'm fairly obsessed with mountains. And I started just finger painting, drawing a couple of lines to begin with, and tried to get a sense of balance, I suppose, something that felt balanced. And then I used the palette knife and literally scraped the black of the two mountains in the background. And kept playing around with it until I again just had a feeling, and it's very much a gut feeling for me more than anything else, that I liked the way it looked. And then I spent quite some time playing around with the foreground. Initially, I thought, okay, I'm going to do ploughed fields or something like that. And I drew furrows and so on. And I thought, no, that doesn't work. So I added some ochre and tried to do more of a sort of gorse sort of hillside. And again, it didn't quite feel right. It didn't quite balance. It didn't work with the hills behind. So I just kept scraping over it. I think from memory, at one point I actually gessoed over it completely to start again, hence all the white. And then I took the rectangular palette knife. It's very kind of square and blunt. And I just started playing with the paint, and it started making these wonderful kind of folded patterns, as if the ground was almost kind of caving in and folding in on itself, which I just really, really loved. And there's almost something tribal, I think, about the pattern and the colours and so on, which really appealed to me. So I went with that, and then I balanced the hills behind again with a little bit more emphasis on the outline of the slopes. And with the sky, I just felt it really needed to be as plain as possible, and I didn't want more grey. I definitely didn't want to add a new colour. But it needed something. I didn't just want to leave it blank, and a sun just seemed to work, and it picked up the foreground and just seemed to balance the whole composition. And that's really it. And then you want to know the title. Well, the title I went with, as I was describing the foreground, I called it Folded, which is probably quite psychological in many ways. But there you go. So a second title, that is really tricky. I would struggle, but it would have to be something to do with the sun, I suppose. A rising sun or something, but that sounds a bit corny, a bit cliched. But I'll go with that anyway. Rising sun, there you go.